You know it's serious when the jacket comes off, right? Y'all ready? There's no ball up here. I can't hit either. It only took him about 10 years, but he finally got it done. He designed and built his own golf course just outside of his beloved hometown of Columbus, Ohio. It was finished in 1974, and by 1977, at the second, what now has become the annual memorial, the Golden Bear designed the course, played the course, and won the tournament. Jack Nicklaus. In fact, since 1999, any time that Jack has walked the course, he's passed a statue of himself on the course. That must be a little mind-blowing thing to see if you're Jack Nicklaus. Jack designed the course. Jack played the course. And Jack won the tournament. And you might think, well, Jack obviously had an advantage. Or did he? I mean, do sketches on cocktail napkins correct your swing? Can dreams and visions make 75-foot putts? If you've chosen the location of the sand trap, is that going to help you when you're in the rough behind a tree 90 yards from the hole? Turns out that Jack and Jesus have quite a few things in common. Like Jack, Jesus also designed the course. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 1, John there wrote, "In the beginning was the Word." To the uninitiated, by the way, when John references the Word, he's talking about Jesus. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through Him. And apart from Him, not even one thing that came into being, not even one thing came into being that has come into being. The world came into being through Him." John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 and verse 10. In Colossians chapter 1, the Apostle Paul wrote, beginning in verse 15, "He," again, that's Jesus, "is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, for by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible," that is to say, visible to you and me, "and invisible to you and me, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. You were part of his dream. You were part of his creative vision. Like Jack, Jesus designed his course. Like Jack, Jesus also played the course. Again, we go back to John chapter 1, beginning in verse 14, where John tells us, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we," John there speaking of himself and other witnesses, "we saw his glory." Glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John, that's John the Baptizer, testified about him and called out, saying, "This is he of whom I said, he who is coming after me has proved to be my superior because he existed before me." John 1, 14 and 15. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 5, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Have this attitude or mind in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, as he already existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped," some translations say held on to, "but emptied himself by taking the form of a bondservant and being born in the likeness of men." In the interest of time, and for the purpose of clarity this morning, I want to spare us too much theological commentary, but I can't help but say that one of the things I personally appreciate the most about our God is his willingness to play the course that he created. We didn't have a say as to whether or not we would be entered into this tournament. And what's worse is that the course seems impossible to finish. So it seems to me that the least God could do would be to grab a set of clubs and take some swings. Like Jack, Jesus also played the course that he designed. Like Jack, Jesus also won the tournament. Again, going back to Philippians chapter 2, beginning in verse 8 there, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God also highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name." Peter, preaching about Jesus on the day of Pentecost, recorded in Acts chapter 2, beginning in verse 32, said, "This Jesus, whom God raised up, he has been exalted at the right hand of God. The Hebrews writer in the passage that was read for us a moment ago, chapter 12, the very end of the second verse, wrote that Jesus endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. In Colossians chapter 1, a text we referenced a moment ago, in verse 18, Paul wrote of Jesus that he is also head of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything. Jesus, like Jack, not only designed the course and played the course, but he also won the tournament. However, I want to suggest to you this morning that Jesus did one better than Jack. And the one better was far better. 2025 was the 50th Memorial Tournament on Jack's course. Jack's wife, to his and her credit, of 65 years, was this year's honoree at the tournament. Over those 50 years, there have been dozens of winners. Most notably, Tiger Woods has won it 5 times, including a 3-year run from 1999 to 2001. But on our course, this real course of life, there's only been one winner. But on top of that, there's only ever been one finisher. Back to our text in Hebrews chapter 12. The writer there is encouraging the Christians, just like you and me, after seating the stands in chapter 11 with faithful people from centuries gone by, reminds us that we also ought to lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles us and run with patience the race that is set before us. But in verse 2, the writer there says, unlike all of these other people in chapter 11, because you might remember in the book of Hebrews, Jesus is constantly being demonstrated as greater than everyone else in every possible way. Greater than the angels, greater than Moses, greater than Joshua, greater than everybody from the Old Testament era. No matter how great they were, Jesus is greater than all of them. Then in chapter 11, you have this great list of faithful people that are now seated in this arena watching us ostensibly run our race. But the Hebrews writer, in encouraging us to our faithfulness, not only says to recognize that there's a cloud of witnesses around us, but there's one person on whom we should fix our gaze as we take this course. In verse 2, looking unto Jesus. In fact, one translation says, looking only at Jesus. And then he says, the author and finisher of our faith. The New American Standard says, the originator. Jesus is the designer of the course. Jesus played the course, but Jesus is also the only finisher of the course. He is the originator and the perfecter of the faith. He's the only one who ever did it. He who, the writer says, for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. On Jack's course, you have to earn the glory for yourself. On Jesus' course, his glory is enough for all of us. Jesus gave his Father permission through his perfection to glorify everyone Jesus wants to glorify. The Father has given his Son, Jesus, permission to share his glory with whoever he wants. Whosoever will, he says, let him come and freely take the water of life. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Father and the Son and the Spirit have all worked together to make it possible so that the glory of the Son, the only finisher of the race, can share that glory with everyone potentially. Anyone who wants it, really, just for the asking. That implies that we, you and I, all of us and everyone, can't lose unless we want to. Aren't you glad that we don't have to go down to Dublin, Ohio, and through our own effort beat everybody else out of the crown? That wouldn't be grace at all, would it? Aren't you thankful that the course that was designed, that's too difficult for you and for me, our God was willing to go pick up a set of clubs and do the hard work for us? And now for the asking. Have you heard this? For the asking, his glory is for us. We can do one better than play. We're all in the tournament. But because of Christ, we can win. No one should leave here today not a winner in Christ. He's done so much for you. No one here in Christ should live a life with ingratitude and bitterness, because Christ has played his heart out for you. And I know you're serving him faithfully. We want to encourage anyone here today who's not begun to share the glory of Christ to come today and take it. He loves you, and he's given everything for you. Confess your faith in Jesus as the Son of God. Repent of your sins. Put him on in baptism. Or a child of God who needs to return back home, we can help or encourage you in any way. Please let us know as we stand and sing.
I have decided.